snowfall in the Mountain West is way below normal so far this season, making it likely that drought will continue in places like Colorado. So the state is urging farmers and ranchers there to prepare for some dry times ahead. Colorado Public Radio's Michael Elizabeth Saka spoke with some young ranchers who are learning techniques that can help them adapt to drought while also fighting climate change.
On a pasture outside of Steamboat Springs, rancher Matthew Gordon bends down and grabs a handful of grass. His wife Mandy watches and chuckles over his excitement.
What's happening here is really super cool because we have like several layers of organic matter built up on top of this ground. But underneath, even now, during this cold time, I can see new grass growing.
Cattle helped build up this layer. Their hooves trample down grass and their own waste, makes for good compost.
And also then provides a cover for the ground, a blanket, insulation, which is able to also help store water and keep the soil temperature cooler.
Matthew and Mandy are nerds for this kind of stuff. They listen to podcasts, watch YouTube videos, and take classes on ways to manage land in more natural and sustainable ways. They've worked on other ranches, but now they're taking all that information and starting their own operation in the middle of a historic drought and a changing climate.
I see water kind of going away, and that can be a little scary. And through, you know, a lot of our practices, by helping promote healthier soil, it helps the water infiltrate and stay on the land instead of running off.
A conventional rancher will turn cattle out onto a pasture for several weeks or months, but that can lead to overgrazing and major damage to the land, especially during a drought. So the Gordons use portable electric fences to keep their cattle moving, mimicking how predators chase herd animals around.
Whether it be elk or bison that used to be on an area for a short period of time, consuming that one bite or two of the vegetation, and they would move, and that's when the magic happens of the recovery period.
Since there's still something left of that grass, it can use photosynthesis to regrow. Through that process, the plant captures carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and pumps it down into the soil through a healthy root system.
Carbon capture is kind of a buzzword these days, and they're trying to develop technologies to do it when, you know, this is a technology that we've had forever.
Industrial farming techniques like intensive tillage, animal feedlots, and the use of chemical fertilizers and pesticides have done a lot of damage to soil ecosystems worldwide. Nicole Savita is the Sustainable Food Systems Specialization Lead at the University of Colorado Boulder.
What existed before we started plowing up the prairies was this really, really complex, rich ecosystem. We took, you know, what had developed over millennia and had been really well managed by indigenous communities and destroyed it all very, very quickly to our own peril.
Regenerative agriculture is considered an important climate solution. It has the potential to draw down a lot of carbon. While more farmers and ranchers are adopting these techniques, they make up a small number overall. Savita says it's just not what most producers know.
There's a knowledge gap that we need to bridge because we have been farming in agrochemically intensive ways for a long time.
It can also take some convincing that it works.
It's understandable that a farmer would say, like, yeah, I just can't take the risk in abandoning what I know.
And it takes time to reap the benefits.
It's not as though a farmer can stop farming in a more conventional way tomorrow and suddenly the soil is magically healed.
But Savita says the efforts can help farmers adapt to climate change and make more money. Cindy Lair is with the Colorado Department of Agriculture. She says profitability is the key to making this type of farming popular.
If it's not going to help make good business sense to a farmer or rancher, they're really not going to be interested in doing this.
But some farmers and ranchers might need financial support to make the shift. Colorado has created a soil health program to help, but there's no state funding for it yet. For now, the program is funded by a $5 million partnership with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Gordons got a microloan from a local nonprofit to help them start. Matthew says one of the biggest challenges is convincing other farmers and ranchers to give regenerative agriculture a shot.
Inherently, the farming and ranching community attracts very tough, hard-headed people, and that's what makes them good and what makes them resilient.
The Gordons want to reshape that rugged mindset for a changing climate. For them, that means learning to adapt so their ranch can change too. For Here and Now, I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakis in Denver.